Sri Ishopanishad, translated with commentaries by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mantra 9. Antam tamaha pravashanti, ye vidyam upashate, tatobhya ivatetamo, ya uvidya yamrataha. Translation. Those who are engaged in the culture of nascent activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the so-called culture of knowledge. Purport. In this mantra, there is a comparative study of vidya and avidya. Avidya, or ignorance, is undoubtedly dangerous, but vidya, or knowledge, when mistaken or misguided, is even more dangerous. In modern human civilization, this explanation of Sri Ishopanishad is more applicable than at any other time in the past. Modern civilization has advanced considerably in the matter of mass education, and yet the result is that people are more unhappy than before, on account of too much stress on material advancement, without any taste for the most important aspect of life, the spiritual aspect. As far as vidya is concerned, the first mantra of Sri Ishopanishad has explained very clearly that the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of everything, and forgetfulness of this fact is called ignorance. The more a man forgets this fact of life, the more he is in darkness. And in view of this, a godless civilization directed toward the so-called advancement of education is more dangerous than a civilization in which the mass of people are less advanced. There are different classes of men called karmis, gyanis, and yogis. The karmis are those who are engaged in the activities of sense gratification. Almost 99.9% of the people in modern civilization are engaged in the activities of sense gratification under the flags of various activities such as industrialism, economic development, altruism, political consciousness, and so on. But all these activities are more or less based on the satisfaction of the senses, without any reference to the sort of God consciousness described in the first mantra of Sri Ishopanishad. In the language of the Bhagavad Gita, people who are engaged in gross sense gratification are mudhas, in darkness like the ass, the symbol of stupidity. People who are simply engaged in the pursuit of sense gratification without any real profit in life are, in the estimation of Sri Ishopanishad, worshipping avidya. And those who play the role of helping this sort of civilization in the name of educational advancement are doing more harm than those who are on the platform of gross sense gratification. The advancement of learning by the godless people is as dangerous as a valuable jewel on the head of a cobra. The cobra, decorated with such a valuable jewel, is quite as dangerous as one which is not so decorated. Again, the advancement of educational activities by a godless people is, according to the Hari Bhakti Surodaya, a decoration for a dead body. In India, as in many other countries, some people follow the custom of leading a procession with a decorated dead body for the pleasure of the lamenting relatives. In the same sense, modern civilization is a patchwork of activities meant to cover the perpetual miseries of material existence. Such activities are targeted towards sense gratification, but above the senses, there is the mind, And above the mind, there is the intelligence. And above intelligence, there is the soul. Therefore, the aim of education should be self-realization, realization of the spiritual values of the soul. Any education which does not lead to such a realization of life must be considered avidya, or nescience. And to culture such nescience means going down to the darkest region of ignorance. Such mistaken educators are known in the Vedic language by four names. 1. Vedavadarata. 2. Mayaya Parita Jnana. 3. Asuram Bhavam. 4. Naradama. The Vedavadarata people pose themselves as very learned in the Vedic literature, but unfortunately, they are completely diverted from the purpose of the Vedas. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the purpose of the Vedas is to know the personality of Godhead. But these Vedavatarata men are not at all interested in the personality of Godhead. On the contrary, they are fascinated by such results as the attainment of heaven. As is said in Mantra 1 of Shesha Upanishad, we should know that the personality of Godhead is the proprietor of everything, and we must be satisfied with our allotted portion of the necessities of life. The purpose of the whole Vedic literature is to awaken this God consciousness in the forgetful living being, and the same principle is presented in various ways in the world's various scriptures for the understanding of foolish mankind. Thus, the ultimate purpose is to bring one back to Godhead. But the Vedavadarata people, instead of realizing the purport of the Vedas, take it for granted that side issues, such as the attainment of heavenly pleasure for sense gratification, the lust for which is the very cause of their material bondage in the first place, is the ultimate end of the Vedas. Such people misguide others by misrepresenting the Vedic literature, and sometimes they condemn the Puranas, which are authentic, powered by illusion. The self-made gods cannot answer all these questions very clearly, but they are satisfied that they have become God themselves.